Geeky News, I'm Ben Thomas. A judge has appointed a special master to oversee a troubled federal women's prison in California known for rampant sexual abuse against inmates. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The order is part of a federal lawsuit filed in August by 8 inmates and the advocacy group California Coalition for Women Prisoners. They allege that sexual abuse and exploitation has not stopped at the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin, despite the prosecution of the former warden and several former officers. The prison is located about 21 miles east of Oakland and has more than 600 inmates. The decision marks the first time that the Federal Bureau of Prisons has been subjected to such oversight. In her order, U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers called the prison a dysfunctional mess and that the facility is in dire need of immediate change. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In a major development in the Georgia election interference case, our Kate Brumback is in Atlanta.
A special prosecutor who had a romantic relationship with Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis withdrew from the case against former President Donald Trump and others just hours after a judge ruled that one of the two of them had to leave the case for it to proceed. It allows Willis to continue one of four prosecutions against the former president. But the long-term damage remains unclear, particularly in light of a barrage of attacks by Trump, who has targeted the pair for constant criticism since the allegations of their relationship surfaced.
And a judge in New York has delayed Trump's hush money trial until at least mid-April to allow his lawyers time to review new evidence. Former Vice President Mike Pence has told Fox News he will not be endorsing Trump in this year's election. He says that should come as no surprise. And stocks retreated today from a record high set earlier this week.
The S&P 500 fell 0.6%, closing out the week with a slight loss. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.5%, and the NASDAQ fell 1%. Damian Troisi, New York.
This is AP News. One of pro football's current greats is calling it a career. Gethin Coolbaugh has the news.
Defensive lineman Aaron Donald has announced his retirement after a standout 10-year career with the Los Angeles Rams. The three-time AP NFL Defensive Player of the Year made his surprising announcement on social media. Donald spent his entire career with the Rams, who drafted him in the first round in 2014. He was selected for 10 Pro Bowls and 8 All-Pro first teams, and he won the award as the league's top defensive player in 2017, 2018, and 2020. He totaled 111 sacks and 543 tackles in 154 NFL games. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
In a quarterback trade, the Pittsburgh Steelers sending Kenny Pickett along with a draft pick to the Eagles for a third-round pick this year and 2 7th-round choices next year. The move follows the Steelers' signing of 9-time Pro Bowl quarterback Russell Wilson. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.